Friday fix, baby. Lock live and direct. Radio. Wake up.
Back on the Friday fix.
Yeah. Live back on the Friday fix, man.
He said
he gonna let me talk through this intro today. I don't got a whole lot to say, but I'm gonna talk anyway. It was a good week.
I just wanted to drown you out.
I can't complain. You can't drown me out, man.
I am a supernova.
Nah, but seriously though, man.
Yeah, man. What you got planned for the weekend?
Besides doing this show in the next hour, going on tomorrow. Shout out to my boy John. My boy John's birthday is tomorrow. Shout out to my man from New Jersey, holding it down. We're going to celebrate
New
tomorrow.
Jersey?
Yeah, my big dog. What else I got going on tomorrow? Nothing really besides that, besides relaxing a little bit after the night. Sunday, I got a recording session. We'll get it in with the man Maglo. Got a hit, bro. I think we got a hit on our hand. You weren't listening to it earlier, man. But I recorded a song yesterday, man, I think has mass appeal. I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't to my own horn, man.
Well, you know, we've heard that one before.
Whatever, man. I mean, you know, I believe in me. So I don't care what you heard before. I got a joint dropping in about 2 weeks called How We Do. I'm gonna light up the clubs in D.C. and anywhere else in America once they hear this joint. I don't care. I wrote this shit specifically for the club, and I usually don't do that. I stepped outside of my comfort zone. And I think I got something special, man. So whatever, we gonna rock that shit soon. And while I'm on me, also, and it's not even just me. January 20th, me and a group of artists are going in DC at Tropicalia. Show starts at 8:00. Doors open at 9:00. It's the Be Legendary concert tour. We hosting all hot MCs, all hot artists. Out of the DMV, we even got a neo soul artist coming on for this show. So we're going to shout out everybody right now. Roby, shout out to Namon, EDS, shout out to Lonnie Flay, shout out to Asali. Man,
Asar? Who's that?
He's a rapper based out of the DMV, Baltimore
yeah.
area.
Oh yeah, is he good? Is he any good?
Yeah, all right, conscious brother, you know, doing his thing. Asali, last video Hotep, go check him out. Nah, everybody that's on the show is doing that thing. Everybody's serious about their craft. It's going to be a great show. It's the first of many. It's the Be Legendary DC Tour Series. I just got to put that out. I got to keep putting that out there because it's real hip-hop. It's real music. It's real artists doing their thing. And it ain't none of this sugar-coated bullshit that they got on mainstream radio, man. So I got to rep for it every time I come on. Since I had this platform, I can't help but to speak on it.
Okay.
January 20th, Tropicalia, D.C., man. It's going to be one of the best hip-hop shows out of the city of this year, man. I guarantee it. And it won't be the first and it won't be the last, but goddamn, you don't want to miss the first. I'm telling you that. Pre-sale tickets are now available at Eventbrite. That's Be Legendary D.C., .eventbrite.com. I repeat, belegendary.dc.eventbrite.com. Going down. Wednesday,
and this message brought to you by Sir Glenn Lamar.
Those tickets are $10. At the door is going to be $15. So I'm just trying to get the people a break. That's all. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Okay.
I believe in fairness.
Okay. Wow.
So I got that out the way, baby. What's going on, man? It's Friday. How you feeling, brother?
Oh, I'm good, man. Just another day on deck working on the
another dollar,
man. Trying to get this.
You were telling me about DC Yuppies, man. How close are you?
Oh, I'm pretty close, man. The first four episodes are done. I'm working on the last four, try to get them.
And for those who don't know who DC Yuppies is, man, what's that? Tell them about it.
DC Yuppies is a dramedy web series based on urban adults in the DC area. So I won a couple awards: Miami Web Fest Best Dramedy. Season 2 won an award for best screenplay for episode 1. Got Emmy Award winning actors and actresses on there. So some well-seasoned actors on there, man. Mm-hmm. So check it out, man. It's funny.
Word. Shout out to Brandon Harrison, the casting director. And we're going to try to get the cast on here. We need to get them on here next week, actually.
Yeah, the premiere is the 20th.
The premiere is the 20th. So if we don't get them on next week, we won't get them before the premiere. So look for that. Next week, we're going to have at least some of the cast of DC Yuppies. I don't know their schedules right now. We're going to reach out. We're going to try to get all of them. But if we can't get all of them, we're going to at least have some of them for sure.
Because, you know, our pre-production is on point. You know, we like weeks ahead of the game. You know, procrastination just, you know, this is a one-time thing, you know. Yeah. Yeah, this is the first time this has ever happened.
Decided
to have a guest on air and be like, oh, you know, we need to book them real quick.
Real quick.
Next week. You know, so yeah.
It's going to work out, though. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're going to get them on here next week. So y'all look forward to that, man. Definitely. What's going on in the world today? A whole bunch of crazy stuff. They just caught El Chapo.
El Chapo!
Finally captured. He escaped from prison. Y'all remember? He had the legendary escape through a tunnel. He was in the shower. He escaped through the tunnel out the shower on the bike. Nigga, they rode him through a mile-long tunnel. I mean, that shit is gangster.
Yo, I don't know how to say the CIA tunnel. You know what I mean? Like,
that is gangster, man. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It doesn't get more gangster than that.
The cartel, you know... Their tunnel gang is deep, man. Their tunnel game is
how you
true.
Think they getting them essays in America, man?
You know, they definitely gonna survive any, you know, apocalypse is coming. They're like, we got underground shit on lock. You know, you can have your big ass drills and all your technology, you know what I'm saying? We got people.
Tunnel game was on lock. So but anyway, like, so maybe they got to get the tunnel on again. They're probably gonna put him in a cement cell. Like, this is probably gonna be like 50 feet of cement, steel, rock, granite below anywhere that he goes.
They're gonna treat that motherfucker like they did Magneto. He's gonna be in a special cell made of a special material. It's gonna be made of some poly alloy metal.
They damn sure.
His food gonna come in little plastic tubes through his shoot through the ceiling and shit.
They are not letting El Chapo back out, bro. If he gets back out though, that would be legendary. I'm not gonna lie.
It would be.
That would be it.
No pun intended,
legendary,
right?
Shit, because they already expecting it. So if he can beat them and they expecting him to get out, hey, I'll give it to you, El Chapo. But for now, you're losing. You are straight up losing. So, kids, this is a message to you. Don't sell drugs because you might end up like El Chapo. I'm having a good time tonight, bro, in case you can't tell. I'm feeling good tonight.
Yeah, you seem like you're in a good mood. I'm glad, man.
I've been excited about this year, man. It's 2016, man. I'm ready to get it going, man. We got some big things going, man.
What you got on deck, man?
What we got on deck, man?
Yeah, what's on deck for the show, man? Where we getting at? Where we getting at? We want to talk about this occupation happening in our own country.
We even touch on it. We got to touch on the occupation,
without
of course.
Patriots,
because,
you know.
Patriots.
I want to talk.
Good old Patriot.
I want to talk about lawmakers classifying sex as a gift with lobbyists. As a former lobbyist, I think that's
like old school lobbying. Like, they meet you late at night.
I didn't get to that level, apparently.
A little bit of sex to pass that bill, vote for that bill. That's old school lobbying.
I also want to talk about this ad going on in Thailand that they recently pulled about. It's better to be white. You will win.
Fair enough. Yeah, we can go into all that for sure. Before we go into that, yeah, let's go ahead and play some music, man. Let's vibe into that, yeah, because we're gonna get a little bit heavy, we're gonna get a little bit light, we're gonna do it all like we always do. But you know, as usual, we'll vibe into the music. We starting with.
I'm gonna start off with my man Benji Guwat, Mr. Miyagi, on the Friday Fix.
Fix Live.
Let's go.
Circling Lamar Rich MC. Man, stop laughing and play that.
I was trying to laugh, and the beat was supposed to come in. It was supposed to be like dramatic, cinematic.
That would have been tight. It would have been almost like it was a part of the song.
Hold up. See, no, you're not supposed to do it at
man.
The same time.
Turn up with your boy Benji, man, on the Friday Fix. Now I feel it in my chest. Yes, get high, so high. We be walking on the moon. Hit the curse, we just blessed. Yes, I smoke the cushion. I ain't passing nothing. You can't get none of this tangent. No, I hit the curse. Smoke fear my luck. Who told you that's a bad habit? You ain't getting high. You ain't smoked enough. You ain't put enough in that backwood. No cushion, my rod. That's purple. I fell in love with the fan. Put a couple of friends. We're kind of hands. And I fell in love with the paper. I ain't taking half of this. That's all on the vapors. I'm getting high. I'm going up. I can't see none of you haters.
high, so high, we be walking on the moon. Hit the cushion, we just left. Yeah, take tabs of the wax, drip drop on and out. Now I feel it in my chest. Yes, yeah, high, so high, we be walking on the moon. Hit the cushion, we just left. Yes, I fell in love with Mary Jane. Cush sticky like a big foster. I'm smoking on that presidential who treat me like I'm Obama. I take a slam straight to the nail. I'm blowing up like Osama. You ever think about robbing me? Then I pull the cannon like drama. Roll up the curtain, then light it up. I'm taking pics for the camera. I'm smoking on that OG Kush. Got Remy all of my challenge. And Halloween smoke with my luck. Kush help me when I'm off balance. Rip out the torch, break out the wrist. Then I feel an aloe with shatter. Take that to the wax, strip drop on and out. Now I feel it in my chest. Yes, yeah, high, so high, we be walking on the moon. Hit the cush, we just bluff. Yeah, take that to the wax, strip drop on and out. Now I feel it in my chest. Yes, yeah, high, so high, we be
walking on the moon. In the cushion, we just
left. Yeah. 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 Came from the bottom of the mountain. We don't talk shout unless we're talking cash. Matter of fact, scratch what I said. DJ, bring it back. Where we at? In that DMV with a bad bitch. Picture that shit. Not average. A 10 plus 10. Not no math. So the situation is a win-win. Got that pack rolling up that twin. Both them bitches bad. So I'm bagging fucking best friends. Still strapped okay. That. Don't plan to catch shit. No years in. So I don't quit. Don't slip. Full bread pit. From that mind. Don't get bit. 2 times. Cause I'm rabbit. Wagging like the world's mine. I'm bad. I'm bad. Motherfucker, I'm bad. I'm bad. You don't like it, jump bad. Jump bad. Motherfucker, I'm bad. I'm bad. If I can't do it, it can't be done. Stop. Dedicated to the game, so it must be love. Clutch with the shot to hip-hop, call me LeBron James. King of all the dots of fate, please stay in your lane. Lameness likes to complain when it's time to get down to the nitty gritty. I'm in it like the clip, still is empty, boy, I'm filthy. Finger fuck your bitch and drop the house, just met like chitlin. You niggas should just listen, like they eat pizza, despite the look, it ain't easy. Do this shit so religiously, critics hollering, Jesus. But it's not to be blasphemous, I just made them believers. What one was class a good the more better believe I'm bad, I'm bad. Motherfucker, I'm bad, I'm bad. You don't like it, jump bad, jump bad. Motherfucker, I'm bad, I'm bad.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me, things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe, this don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from 2 planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm living, bitch don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge, and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even as small as they can burn a bridge. Even as small as they can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my city family did put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check without disrespect. Let me say, you made this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me, things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with you. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, bitch, don't kill my vibe, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign with radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in the world, we live in the world on two different axles. You live in the world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling of feeling emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain. Tell me you're watching the change. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with today. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the cold price. It's been a long time. Don't you see the long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 50. Breeze in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings, hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and you scream, it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Rock out with us on a Friday fix. Ninth Wonder on the production. Sir Glenn Lamar and friends. Superhero Squad, be legendary. DC Yuppie's old number 7. Shouts out to all those I love with a nudge. Peace and blessings. The Friday fix.
Time fly by. There's so many people trying to make it in the world, so am I. I can't lie, I'll be on the side like here. Anything moving, I'm here. As soon as I hear money calling, I pick up a cell. Caution, cause my little man in the cell. I can't even tell what's the setup, but sometimes I don't care, I'm dead up. As soon as I get up, I'm prepared to lock down the town like I'm the mayor. You know, stop the share, lock the share, lay back in the cut. No, not this year. It's an all out, brawl out, fall out in line. In my boot camp, it's a thin line. Who the truth, who lying? Who the cat, who lying? Who cop back, who firing? Who the raw, who the cook? Who shake, who shook? A criminal mind from a crook. A page from a book. Motivation from a push. Look, look. It's hard enough being a black man over brown man. Right now, we held down, man. And you can tell we in hell now, man. Let's get to heaven because we held down, man. Let's hold it down.
And you know, we gotta hold it down. I'm gonna put it on the line. Cause it's my life. And you know.
Listen in the Johnny Casa. Way up to his last day, why he has to cast her. Waiting so young while his crap is being mastered. I want to ask a question with no answer, but I still fight for the chance right to cure for cancer. White poverty off the mat with a verse and the knife on the track. In my right holler back, or is it too ambitious? He dudes too weak, or am I too damn vicious? When the hand waves like a magic wand, I excite fans. The way I raise my son, give you a nice tan. Make him into a man as a rival has been planned. Bible in the bullet, the side of the nightstand. Pistol in the right hand, bringing justice to the land. Pistol in the wrong hand, and shit hit the fan. Blaming the white man like Ben. Obstacles popping up like Ben. Whoa, I rap from the view of the black to the brown man. Barcode on the soul to the music of sound scan. Barcode on the soul to the music of sound scan.
And you know, we gotta hold it
work.
Down.
Hold it down, man.
I'm gonna put it on the line. Cause it's my life. And you know, and you know, and you know.
I know, time's too slow for you. You acting like you're ready for the world like the scoop. Don't do something you might regret. He is cool at your job, but you like to sweat. On the corner when you're nice and wet, I bet. Cops come, I check and stay. Cause you still ain't learned, but you will today. You gonna see how it feels today. And wait for somebody to feed you a meal. But hey, shorty parlay. Ain't no rush, take your time. I'm at a whole new level with mine. To go further, I murder the rhyme. And get busy when I serve you the lines, right? This is hard enough being a black man over brown man. Right now we held down, man. And you can tell we in hell now, man. Let's get to heaven because we held down, man. Let's hold it down, man.
We'll hold it down, man.
And you know we gotta hold it down. I'm gonna put it
on
the line.
My folks don't understand, so Listen up, little nigga, I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too, and I know I shouldn't smoke so much, but I do with the poop every day on the average about 4 or 5. I'm looking to beat your life and survive. I won't realize the cost after I lost my best friend B. I recognize as a king. Who am I to take you to stop smoking? Now you open to disease and cold. And they 16 years old. This shit has got to stop. Let's take a walk through these top. I won't out of this hole. I'm in the cell under attack. Look up, folks. Stay in the hood. Got an eye on every move I make. Open your face to info. You would know, cause it's come low. Hot, the new world plan. Reach the planet without the black
so
man.
So, hey, try to separate me from the blood of disrespect. Like coming in my home and not wiping your feet on the rug. The citron absolutely got me bucking no hat with no phone. Look out for the man with the mask and the white pony on my back of beer. Staying off my toes, I was on my heels, the same plane. Soldiers coming in the dark, my pain to report the new system I reign. Tag my skin with your computer chip. Run your hand over the scanner to buy your dish now. No more fishing for your fish.
No more fishing for
the days of the old days, pathway gone. Mind blown, protection. My name on your collection, but I don't.
Who's that creeping in my window? Ah, nobody's out. Who's that creeping in my window? Ah, nobody's out. Who's that peeking in my window? Pow. Nobody.
No, it's not nobody. It's Officer Santiago from PG County pulling you out of your front porch and onto his car. With a gun to your head.
With a gun to your face.
With a gun to your head. Well, yeah. Head, face. It was more like it was like his temple, cheek area.
It was a combination of the two.
You know.
I don't know. If...
Dude looks straight action hero with it, too. He's got his arm.
Oh,
he's all squared up on him. You know, he's like,
what?
You know, I got this motherfucker.
Side cock, side
cock. And it was
cock,
a good
yeah.
shot, too, from a cinematographer standpoint. It was a really good shot because you could see him clearly being a dick.
This is being a dick. Man, that goes beyond saying.
Oh,
man.
My God.
When you have the responsibility of a police officer, and the responsibility that they have, man, to act like this, man, this is like kids with playing with firearms. This is how I would expect 12-year-olds, if they were allowed to legally carry firearms, this is how I would expect them to behave on the playground.
And what makes it even worse is he accepts no responsibility. He doesn't think he done nothing wrong.
I don't even know if we added enough context for the people. So, and people probably don't know about this if they live outside of like the Maryland, D.C. area. Honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure they're not showing this on Fox News and wherever else motherfuckers watch TV.
I can't even pronounce his
former
first
officer,
name.
Former, thankfully, Prince George County police officer was sentenced to 5 years in prison. I wish we had a round of applause plug-in right now so we could hear that. Anyway, sentenced to 5 years in prison for pointing a gun to a Maryland man's head in a recorded jailhouse phone call that the victim should be the one to apologize for the incident. Like,
Peter, he hurt nobody.
I don't know. Like, thankfully, he didn't hurt nobody. But if anybody saw this video, man, it was ridiculous. Pulls the man out of his house. And the man's out. He's on his feet. He's not swinging. He's not being aggressive. He puts the gun to his head because he's not. Moving fast enough, you know what I mean, or doing exactly what he did in the way that he wants to do it. Like he has a gun to his head. Like this is like I would think of this like a movie, like a gangster ass movie. Like
yeah, it did look like some Training Day.
New Jack City.
No,
Training Day.
It looked more like some shit from Colors. You remember Colors, the movie
Colors?
It looked
Colors.
He looked like a Sean Penn. Pinning up one of them gangbangers up on his car. He just
right, like some old racist, like, nigga, get up against the wall while I press this gun in your black ass head. I dare you to say something. You move 1 inch, nigga, I'm going to shoot you in the face. Like, that's the type of action he's giving this man right now. Like, he's just like, move. And the dude's just like, looking at him, he's not saying nothing, not doing nothing. And he just has the gun pressed on his forehead like, bruh, if you move an inch, I will put this bullet in your head. And they go on to play the video of him talking to his mom, and he knows that, like,
officers, like, basically get off. Like, it's either you'll get money, even if they kill you, you'll just get money. And if they don't kill you, you'll just get money. He feels like it's all about money. At the end of the day, with the victim who had the gun pressed in his head, who could have been killed.
Right.
And if he would have been killed, the officer probably wouldn't have served 5 years, honestly.
Wow. It's,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's nuts, man.
They would have repressed the evidence. There would have been no witnesses, nobody to talk about it besides the other officer.
It's the fact that you know your cruiser has a camera, still have that type of moral judgment upon people you're supposed to be protecting. I don't know.
I feel like in the police manual, there's like something in there that says like people are supposed to be protected, .. or like parentheses, except black people and brown people. Everyone else is. I feel like there's a caveat in there that we
almost,
don't know about.
Listen. Like, it almost. Like, this is what I feel like doing. It almost makes you feel like baking some cookies, going down to police station with some headshots and pictures of yourself, and just introducing yourself. Remember, like, hey, I live here at this address. How's everybody doing today? Have some cookies. Hey, I'm such and such. Hey, everybody. Hey, officer, how you doing? And go down there every day for a fucking week. With a different baked good, introducing yourself, you know. You
gotta start making friends around right, here, man. So we gotta start associating blackness with cookies and milk and honey.
They ride past your house, you on your porch, they be like, oh, no, he lives there. Leave him, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know, it's such a disconnect, and it speaks to a larger issue of segregation in our communities. Like, how many people know their neighbors, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, but we live in a society that was based on segregation.
Like, I know.
It's inherently within our... Literally, I was at an event tonight before I came out here to do the show, and I was talking to one of my friends, real cool female that I know, and I was looking at the crowd, and it was clear the division. I was like, oh, look, I think it's so funny how the black people over here are the white people over here. I was like, let's figure out what's the dividing line. What's dividing us right now? And you know what I mean? It's always something where it's railroad tracks or like a road or something. So in this case, we're inside establishment. It was the step
leading down.
Look, like, I'll give you, where the white people were and where the black people were.
I'll give you more blatant. I went to a doctor's office. Won't say what kind of doctor or anything like that. But I went in there and I went to the receptionist, and these receptionists happened to be black. And I signed my name in and I went over and I sat down. And I was there about 15 minutes, and I was like, all right, I'm here too long without, you know, anybody calling me up to get any information from me. So I go up. I say, excuse me, I've been here quite a while. I signed in. I was here on time for my appointment. Just trying to figure out what's going on. And she asked my name. I told her my name. She was like, oh, we were trying to figure out where you go. She was like, you're supposed to be over there. I'm like, okay, fine. So she hands me the little sticky thing that you signed, and I take it to the other side to these older white ladies. Hand them that, put it down, and take my information. I sit down. 2 minutes later, I'm up and I'm seeing the doctor. Mind blown. Mind you, that side was empty that I went to. The other side was full. It just made me think like, And I don't want to say it, but them girls are really inept. And I don't know if it's a racist thing or just you just don't know what you're doing. Because for you to have me sitting there for 15 minutes.
In that case, we don't know. In this case, we don't know. We would have to have a larger sample size, I think.
But just the diversity in the office, man, you know.
Yeah, I mean, diversity anywhere is important. I mean, just people think differently based on their experiences. And honestly, people that aren't white have much different, like, experiences. Honestly, they're like, real-life experiences.
Betty and Claire. They're like
American society... You know what I mean? Like, to be quite honest, shields them from. Like, a lot of shit white people are shielded from. Like, you know what I mean? The type of shit that, like, we go through, there are millions of white people in America right now that will never have to ever experience, because they will never walk into a room and somebody will look at them and be like, they're black, and, like, this is how we're going to approach them. We're going to try to give them a higher loan. You know what I mean? We're gonna tell them some shit that's not true and hope that they believe it. You know what I mean? Let me tell you about this one time, man. I went to a hotel one time. I was with my girlfriend at the time. Went to the hotel. We were checked in. She had ordered a specific room for us to get into. It was supposed to be a king size bed. So when we got there, they had split it up into like the two like full size of queens, whatever they do, and like which is a less expensive room. So we get up there and we see it. We're like, what the fuck? Perfect timing, man. Go back downstairs. We're like, oh, what the hell, man? What's up, man? We're supposed to have this room. Why'd you put us in that room? He was like, oh, yeah, sometimes they change it with the company. We're like, whoa, hold on, man. The company changes it periodically. Like, wait, first of all, if they do that, that's not written in our policy. Second of all, sir, if they were doing that, why wouldn't you notify us before we got to the motherfucking room? And the reason he didn't notify us because he thought we wouldn't say nothing. He thought we'd just accept what the hell he gave us because that's what they expect from us. You know what I'm saying? So we checked him on it, came to him like, yo, so what, I got real I got real preppy with my voice. And I explained to him that like with Hilton appreciate what you're doing right now to their customers because I'm in a mood to report this shit. And all of a sudden the presidential suite opened up, my friend. And he offered us the presidential suite because we were some niggas that was willing to assert our damn, you know.
Customer rights.
Right, I mean, our customer rights. You know what I mean? So that begs me to ask the question, are we just that docile as a people, that bullshit?
Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, look what's going on, and the answer is yes. I'm sorry, it's yes. And that's Americans as a whole. We're just a docile culture, pop culture, because we're addicted to the normalcy. We're addicted to the basicness. You know, if you give us a script and tell us a meteor is going to hit in 5 days, we'll be fine with that because, you know, you told us what's going to happen in 5 days. You know, so, I mean, very few people stick their head up. You know, it's a numbers game. It's more sheep than shepherds and wolves, you know. So which are you? You know, are you a protector or are you a predator?
I think most of us. I think most people would think that they were predators.
Man, most people are part of a fucking flock. Have you ever been to, like, the Midwest and watched TV out there? It's so mind-numbing. And even the radio's even worse. My goodness.
Man, so much going in the Midwest, man. That's what a lot of this drama is broken out lately. I mean, we can't exclude it. New York, you know. With
I'm talking everything south of Chicago.
Even in Chicago, though. Chicago... I mean, that's where the situation just went down with a kid, got shot 16 times, man. No remorse, you know. Rahm Emanuel with his fuckery out there acting like he didn't know about it, you know. And everything else that goes on in Chicago, man.
All these things
are
going on.
That's like the top of the basin. Then you go through the Midwest, Ferguson. That was around the St. Louis area. St. Louis is fucked up. The racial divide there is fucked up, man. I recorded my EP there. So I know I've been to St. Louis a number of times, man, and St. Louis is fucked up, man. The racial divide is fucked up, and it's clear. It's clear where they want niggas to be in St. Louis.
It's perception, man, but the unfortunate side effect of the perception that's being put out there is how many people actually fit that stereotype, and it's troubling. You know, even in our communities, you can see people who fit the stereotype. You know, so.
And there's also those that don't, though. But that's so ignored, though. That's the thing, though. There's so many people that are trying to do and that are doing and that are so opposite to the stereotype. But that shit is never, you know, expounded upon. That shit is never, never, ever touched on. So it's so easy to focus on the negativity. And it's just like the blue-eyed, brown-eyed experiment. You know what I'm saying? White or black, if you segregate a group and you tell one group of people that they ain't shit, they ain't worth nothing. You know what I mean? Nothing they do is valuable. All their contributions are worthless. They never contribute anything. You just lean on them. People adapt to that. People rise to their expectations. You know what I'm saying? And that starts at the base level. If you take children, which is what that experiment was based off of, when they segregated white people between their eyes, blue eyes versus brown eyes, when they told those brown eyed white people that they were lesser, they performed at a lesser level. When they told those blue-eyed white people that they were lesser, they performed at lesser than the brown-eyed white people, and that was just a day's difference between the children. So like that is real. That mental stagnation, that mental subjugation that's been going on for 400 years, man. Shit is real, bro.
Slavery's been going on for a long time.
It's the mental.
So
that makes it. That's the worst, though.
It's a mentality that has to be broken. How do you break it, though? I mean. Culture-wide.
It's education, man. And that's why they wouldn't let people read.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it is education. And the more people know, the more people grow, you know. And if they don't know, shit, they ain't going to grow. They just going to know what the fuck they've been taught. And if that's some straight up lies, some straight up BS, then that's what they going to regurgitate. That's what they're going to be taught. That's what they're going to reteach. You know what I mean? If they don't seek more, they're not taught more.
Yeah, like this. Have you seen this Thai beauty ad? The one that that came out. I think they pulled it already, but this ad that came out in Thailand said, just being white, you will win. And it's just like some blatant disrespect. Like, I don't even want to give any credence to this company name. I'm not going
to
say it on air.
But this is something to talk about, though.
It is, but when you see the commercial, they made this girl charcoal black. And, I mean it looks really good. It's a nice-looking commercial. But as far as the message, it's a horrible fucking commercial. But I got this little pale, you know, Thai lady next to this girl who's been digitally altered to match the background behind her. Wow. And, yeah.
Eurocentric influences.
I mean, just
man.
Like.
And these are people that have been abused, like, as well.
But oh, yeah. People have no idea of the racist shit that's going on over in Singapore, Malaysia, and these other countries with the Christian-Muslim divide and the color, the color palette spectrum wars going on. So it's just not here. It's just not over in the Middle East. You know, it's going on in even some European companies, Chechnya. So, wow. You know, it's just really, really horrible. It's a sad time in the world right now where we must reflect on what's beautiful. Is there anything beautiful we can talk about? I want to talk about something beautiful. I know.
NFL playoffs are about to start.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Redskins. Go Joe Gibbs.
The racial slurs?
He's not the coach anymore.
The Washington racial slurs?
No, I heard up. No, Redskins. I heard.
I'm talking about the racial slurs. I don't know. I've never heard of that other thing.
After what I found out about some of these Indian tribes, Washington Redskins.
I don't give a damn, bro.
What
have you heard about Indian tribes?
What do you mean? Some Indian tribes did not free slaves after Lincoln freed slaves.
So what? They will also say that some Africans sold their people into slavery. Does that make slavery okay?
Oh, well. Washington Redskins.
No, it doesn't. So what the hell, bro? You call them whatever you call them. I'm going to call them the racial slurs.
Even though
so that's why we're going to work out. That's why we're going to work this out. He fights for the Washington racial slurs, people. So just remember that.
Go Joe Gibbs.
Before you go out tonight.
Go Joe Gibbs.
That the Washington racial slurs are going to get the business from Green Bay tomorrow.
Because
they got to go to Green Bay, right?
Green Bay's got like two good players.
Oh, no, they got to – unfortunately, they go actually come in to the racial slurs because they won their division, that sorry-ass division.
Yeah, they didn't
beat any teams above 500.
Don't matter. Playoffs, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll end tomorrow. So the racial slurs play the Green Bay Packers tomorrow. And they will likely lose, I think. That's the second game of the evening.
I don't know. Speaking of racial slurs, did you hear about the guy who called the black judge a nigger in court?
I did see that. He thought he was slick.
And then he came back and was like, I'm sorry.
I'm like, bruh, if you hard, then be hard.
Right. Think don't buy that shit.
If you a thug, then be a thug.
Hold on.
If you a thug, man, be a thug.
Hold on, let me
don't say it and then
dude, this is from CNN. Oh, he called him a punk ass nigga.
He said it loud and then he recants it. Like, you are not a real thug, man. Like
he pulled it back out and gave him 60 extra days. Like, oh, this was
no, I can't handle 60 days, man.
He was like, what you say? He was like, come on, what you say now?
He said that shit like he can handle 60 days.
He ain't repeat that shit, though.
Right, I'm saying. He said, I guess he figured if he repeated it, he would got about like 120, maybe 360. He might have had to do a year.
This poor guy.
He could. I'm saying, if you're going to say some shit like that in the courtroom to a black man, be willing to do a year, bro. Like, don't bitch up at the end of the day, man. Say what you got to say.
Like, you should see some of the people move in like, oh.
Either you racist or you not, man.
Yeah, there's no such thing as halfway racist.
Right,
you
don't take
it
back, bro. You a skinhead, hardcore racist, or you not, bro.
Like, don't have four Indian friends.
Like, I feel
no
sorry.
Black friends.
Right, I feel sorry for them type of people. Like, because, like, you... You ain't even really about the cause, and you out here suffering for it, you dummy.
Right. That would be weird though if a white person, they had an Indian friend, Spanish friend, some Chinese friends, but no black friends.
Right.
Oh no,
fuck with the chink spicks. Oh, them, you know, I don't fuck with the niggers though.
Yeah, you know, like I got my racial epitaph notebook.
The Jews,
Gentiles, and
like, hey, skater, I got a couple
with
friends
here. Your skin is three shades behind this color swatch that I carry around with me
behind the line,
in my back pocket.
Sir.
It's behind the line.
There we go. Hang them now.
This is progressive.
It's like the world we live in, man. This shit makes me ashamed to be a human sometimes. Like, really? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just some of the shit I see people
do.
We
live in a brainwashed society throughout the world, man. The strong have always preyed on the weak, unfortunately.
Right. What about the strong taking care of the strong? Like, say you're a lawmaker and you have sex with a lobbyist and you have to claim it as a gift.
Just spend a little time.
Yeah, let's make it a bill. So one asshole, a lawmaker in Missouri, some prick, some
Missouri. Some, we back to Missouri with that
some,
shit.
Some asshat. Where is the net? Representative Bart Corman, a Republican from Missouri.
Bart.
He introduced this bill to make sexual relations disclosed as a gift to create transparency.
Seriously,
I don't know, Wilbur.
Is that seriously what it says? Can I,
Wilbur?
Do we have a draft of the bill? Is that?
I don't know. This reporter's holding it.
Dude,
no,
is that seriously what
here.
It says?
It does.
I'm gonna have to like go do some real like legal research, bruh.
He said, "Hold on, let me find where
exactly
he
what this shit says." Here, that sounds.
Here's his quote.
Absurd.
I just put it as the gift section because it's the closest thing I could come up with.
Was he trying to be funny?
He was like, other options already include printing and publication expenses.
Dude, was he trying to be funny?
Travel. Nature of entertainment.
He had to have been trying to be like, make a point.
Hold up. Meals.
He must have like some type of weird sense of humor, yo.
Oh, his ass hat must smell like shit. Seriously. Who took a dump in this guy's leg? Wow. I don't know. Clown bait.
I don't even know what to say about that. I still don't believe it.
You know, kids, when
you
know
I'm looking
night,
at it. It's on CNN. CNN has been wrong.
I had a couple of shots of liquor, kids.
I still don't believe it, though.
Oh, this dude, he's an asshat, really.
It's ridiculous, man.
Don't sniff the rim. Just don't shake his hand. Just
walk away.
Walk on by.
Just please walk away.
If you see Bart Corman, even his name, Bart Corman, you know. What if that's Bart from The Simpsons and he became a lawmaker?
He became a bigger jerk as an adult.
Oh, just a dumb fuck. Just, man, see, that's why I say, man, people of intelligence, please get into politics. If you have common sense and some book knowledge, and you know.
Well, how about the people in politics start being intelligent?
No, man.
How about that?
Because, like I said, you look at voting statistics and you see how little people actually vote, even locally. It's no wonder we have to deal with dumb shit.
It is controlled by a majority. So apparently there's a majority of people that are intelligent that are just choosing not to participate because that section, and that might be me and you, man.
You're absolutely right.
Right?
We become codependent and hopeful of people to make the right decisions for people. And apparently that's not the case because we live in a world of commodity. And if you don't have a commodity worth value, you know, then you aren't worth value. It's like, gambling is illegal, but the stock market isn't. How is like gambling on the future of a company and products based on the emotional sway of people not fucking gambling? And if you never heard economy,
and the
you know,
stock market
like
affects
that,
everyone
in
the country.
It's gambling.
And
on,
it affects
on yourself.
Everyone in the country. Not just some douchebag who just has a gambling problem. Just
you,
like another fucker who has a drinking problem or a drug problem or whatever other problem people deal with in life.
You can
buy. But at least those problems don't fucking affect the entire country.
Dude, I looked at a stock market sheet, and you got a couple of stock markets around the world, NASDAQ, Aflac, Dow Jones, S&P, and all the names, and future mortgages, food futures, hedge funds, mortgages, educational bit. Oh, Bond, dude, it's a gamble. And you just got to know how to gamble based on how people feel at any given time during the year. You know? So it's gambling. You know, pure
it is.
Fucking
it
simple.
Is. And it is. And it's heads, and they cheat it. They cheat the system just like
exactly.
And they
get slapped on the wrist, you know?
Yeah.
Unlike in Vegas, you get the shit beat out of you and tossed in the alley with a dick in your butt.
Oh, and but what did they do to Black Wall Street, though?
Oh, they crushed that shit.
They tore that motherfucker. They literally tore that motherfucker
down. They went
down
there with hammers.
Burned
saws
that shit down.
To the angry mobs, yo.
Seriously, man.
Like, you can't have. They should have never gave money.
Exactly. they were literally, like, seriously.
Yo.
So we was having this discussion about why like motherfuckers in hip hop don't band together. Maybe that's why. Maybe they feel like if they band together, maybe they're scared that like a band of Ku Klux Klan would come through and destroy their commercial enterprise.
Or one of these little militias come over and take over your
federal
building.
Yeah, because the government won't do nothing.
Yeah, they won't do nothing. You know, if you're an organized militia,
they won't do anything to everybody that inside the whatever they took over is dead.
Right.
Yeah, then they'll like let them surrender peacefully.
So they took over a federal building on an Indian reservation.
So
Indians like fuck both.
It's like
y'all.
Indians ain't never
anyway.
Had they feel like Indians ain't never had, right?
We've
always fucked up with the energy. Their land is really our land. Like seriously,
no,
that's how
this
they
land
feel.
Land is your land.
This land is our land unless
from here to
you're
California,
a white man.
From the Redwood Forest to the Rory Waters to Sandwich. They used to sing the fuck out that shit when I was in elementary school.
Yeah. So they probably taught them that song before they took their land.
Like, you listen
like,
to
yo,
all
we first,
your...
It started off sharing. It went from sharing to nah, bro.
Right.
It's our shit.
This land is your land. Nah, this land is my land. This land is your land.
Do you have
land,
guns?
Huh? This
no.
This land is my land.
Then
what?
It's mine.
You got guns? Nah. We do.
Blah, blah. Yeah, we live by the gun, die by the gun.
Man.
You got to have a gun. Everybody got a gun.
Makes it easy. Makes it non, you know.
You got to watch that South Park episode, bro, where they make fun of the fact that, like, everybody having guns solves every problem in the world. Like, it is so funny.
Like, Texas.
It is
Canada.
So funny. Like, every problem is solved with a gun. Because everyone has a gun. Instead of shooting it out, they talk it out. They pull their guns, but no one shoots. Because they all have guns.
It should be grenades.
And they talk it out.
It should be grenades. It shouldn't be guns. It should be grenades. Everybody should have grenades.
I know
grenade.
Somebody that walks around with a grenade.
You know? And you should
get
an argument.
Isn't that crazy, bro? Isn't that crazy?
I don't want to be
around. I know a man that walks around with a grenade. If he said somebody walk up on him and rob him, he gonna be like, here you go. if you want it,
you
take
can
it,
have
man.
It, bro.
Take it.
All right, so... I don't know what he's talking about. You know, you make sure you point that friend out. So
I've seen this grenade, bro. It's real. All
right, bro. So when you got,
I've held this grenade.
So I don't know nothing about this grenade. I've never met this gentleman. So federal, whoever's gonna come knock on this nigga door,
he's gonna knock on my door,
grenade.
Man. He's long gone. I don't know where he's at now.
Okay.
But good. I've met a human being that walked around with a grenade.
Okay. Man. All right. All right. We got 6 minutes left on the Friday Fix. Sir Glenn Lamar and Gru, I'm Rich MZ.
TMI.
Oh, we got
a TMI hour on the Friday Fix. If you're listening right now, if you got TMI on your mind, please call in and let us know.
Oh, we sure didn't shout out. Yeah, call into the Friday Fix, 657-383-0309. We got less than 6 minutes left on the show. And we're just hamming it up tonight, man, feeling good, letting the vibe control. Join us, man. Call in. We'll take a troll or two. Anyway, what's going on in entertainment news? You were talking about somebody had a flat booty.
I wasn't talking about no flat booty. If it was
you're
a flat booty, it wasn't
Leonardo,
to talk about.
You were saying Leonardo DiCaprio has a girlfriend with no booty? Like, that's a disgrace.
No,
somebody.
I saw
that's
a picture of his ex-girl. They was talking about her for some reason or the other, which I don't remember. I was just like, damn, man, she's so basic. Like, how did she land a movie star? That's all I'm saying. Like, how does the basic woman land a movie
well,
star?
Let's go through some theories here on the Friday Fix with about 5 minutes left to go. How does a basic, wafer-thin, assless, pitiless
well,
broad...
physically basic because I don't know her personally.
Well, look
I don't remember
her
name,
no,
so I can't call her out. So I'm not going
to
do that.
I got to talk from the man perspective, you know. So she's physically unappealing to me. She has no curves whatsoever, and she's very, I mean, she's average looking in her face, you know, and I've never been a fan of the Beckys or the fair-skinned women, so I really don't know, but you would expect
the light-skinned brother from the north.
Right, but you see what I deal with, right?
Yeah, man.
Caramel.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. So what I'm saying is, you look at her and you be like, how does a star of his stature accept or deal with somebody who looks like that when he comes from a culture of, you know, looks, where it's about beauty, it's about looks. So either she must have one hell of a personality. That's what Glenn might think. I think she's a freak. I think she's a nose in the ass ball hummer. You know what
I'm saying? But would he have to make her his, like, main chick to take around for that, though? Like, can he just
She's
have
on
that?
TMZ. I mean, you could throw some. Look, have you seen some of these people before they become famous? You throw a couple of dollars on them. I mean, like Toni Braxton, you look at her, she's beautiful, man. You look at her now, but before, no.
I've never seen Toni Braxton before she was Toni Braxton.
And I'm not saying she was ugly, but she looked homely. She looked like she needed some money. And a lot of these people who become famous who have real
talent.
A little
bit of makeup.
That little money changed.
A little bit of, she need a private trainer.
You know, you get them actual real good hair care products that are made from real ingredients.
Or somebody that knows about hair, actually, instead of your girlfriend from down the street that's been doing your hair.
Oh,
for
man,
the
it's a whole list. You can Google before and after, man. Like, you've seen Little John? Oh, dude.
Yeah, man, I consider myself to be like a clean, rough dude. So
I've seen your before picture. You're going to be one of them, too. You'd be like, who the fuck is this weird-looking dude?
Hey, man, don't do me, bro.
I've been looking the same since I was in third grade. Beard and
don't
all.
Do me, bro. Good, I ain't man. Had no beard, and I used to be a baby face. But now I got the beard, and they want to hate, though, because they want to keep me a baby. You can't keep me.
You're the baby face when you did your album.
But now I'm a lion, bro.
Baby face ass.
Mufasa. Send me out though, for real though, man. We got a few minutes left in the Friday Fix again. January 20th is going down the Drop B Legendary concert tour series.
That's right. We're about to go through all our
at Tropicalia, 14th in
Shout
U
out.
Street. DC Top 20, Street Faculty Productions. We got Old Number 7. We got Rich Cinematics.
That's right. Check out richcinema.com.
You know, Friday Fix is sponsoring. We got so much going on. Artists
That's
galore.
Right. That's right. Hold on.
There'll be a lot of talent.
So
in
if
the
you
building.
Need some audio and some video work, you know, holla at us. You know, create at Rich Cinema, Old Number 7 Productions, you know, mix and master. We got live services. We love being on the radio.
You
we
do a
love.
Lot of things.
You know, oh, I love
video
doing this radio.
It's just
pretty soon I
want to
stream.
Like, we do this.
I
want to
stream
this in all capacities of it.
Yeah, I want
to
stream
when it comes to the entertainment.
I want to start video streaming.
We
have
to start live streaming. So we're stepping up to another level, listeners. You can see what we're doing when we're doing it. So you could. So when I pass that, you know, you can pass that too and feel like we want one of the same. We all here, all together on one earth.
Uh oh, the loud chick came back on 90 seconds.
Hey,
we need to get some. We need to lobby for a new voice.
We got a beat.
We need a beat.
Lobby for a new voice. We're gonna have the new voice lobby to commence. We get 10 dedicated people that's willing to work the hill. I think we can get some legislation passed. At least in the
legislation.
Throw it in.
Let's stop voting for hatred.
You got 20 seconds.
I got a flow for the paycheck. All right, Mr. President, get your check. Hey. We want to. Sitting on the parody, I'm up the steps, go ahead, will you marry me? Sorry, Mrs. Hillary, I'm not for your Clintonness. Go ahead, you get no forgiveness. Back on foundation, dollars to Africans. Sorry, you got blood diamonds in your skin. Wanna smuggle it back to U.S. citizens just to go ahead and buy it so you can get richer than them. Fuck it, you all fake and famous, you fucking bastards. Looking at your face, I scratch and start laughing. Pity patter, petty looking fuckers when they running. Go ahead, you wonder why neighborhoods got guns in them.
I'm
fuckers.
Getting kind of hungry, man. I think I got the munchies. I need some bacon and some lettuce and tomatoes. Hungry. I don't even usually eat that shit, but I'm feeling some kind of way, so it's just too legit like it was Hammer. But I'm not losing that kind of dough, no. I'm keeping it flowing, I'm never going to go low or lose that paper, that Fetty, the cheddar, that bacon. I'm trying to get it and I'm breaking in. Me and my kin, me and my friend. We on the Friday Fix, we up in the mix, and I do it like the spliff and pass around the playground in the past. Even though it ain't for cats, understand that I do this for me and my niggas. Even if that ain't legit or politically correct, I don't care, I don't respect, I just do what I gotta do. It's fluent. Shout out, man. Shout out to the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network for putting us on. Shout out to Princess. It's your host, Sir Glenn Lamar. We got
That's
Rich MC in the building.
The
shout
Friday
out to
bitch.
Maglo. Jeez. We gonna get you on here one day, brother.
One day.
Stop fucking around. Friday Fix. Y'all be safe. Drive safely. Good night.